John Terranova is with me now on the Equine Forum on HRRN. John, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Doing well. Happy to have you on board, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
And let's hope it starts off on a positive note with El Kabir, the Kentucky Jockey Club winner. I was just talking about that effort and the fact that he was able to hold off Imperia and Eagle, who were gaining at the end. But he had to dig in. He had to be tested. Look back on that Kentucky Jockey Club and share your thoughts.
Well, you know, he got Calvin gave him a great ride. He was able to secure lead, I guess, pretty easily. I mean, he got him to switch off a bit up the backstretch and relax for him. We weren't, obviously, going in. We hadn't been two turns. We were looking to hope to get him to relax and stretch his speed a bit. And, you know, they came to him. He looked good. I mean, he got him pretty switched off and relaxed the whole way. And then, obviously, he dug in pretty game down the stretch. It was a pretty gutsy effort.
Yeah, the question with El Kabir and so many of the three-year-olds that we're seeing at this point in the season, just like every year, John, is going to be, well, how far do they want to go? Can they carry their speed the mile and a quarter that they're going to have to carry it on the first Saturday in May if they make it that far? What's El Kabir showing you that gives you the indication that he can carry that speed?
Well, I guess we're going to have to go race to race and see how we do. But as far as training-wise and getting through this last hurdle of stretching out over at Churchill and getting the two turns, you know, he's obviously a fast horse. He's a bit of a high-energy colt. He had been early on, you know, through the summer months at Saratoga and everything. So I think he's settled a lot more. He's matured. He's starting to fill out. And obviously we've got a lot of room in front of us to improve and mature and, you know, strengthen up in that respect. But, you know, so far race to race, I think we've learned a little bit more about him, and he's gone forward each time. And, you know, even since this jockey club, we've noticed a big difference, and he's trained on fantastic. And I think his maturity level has, you know, come on, and everything's going in the right direction at this point.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up his maturity level, because that's something that we talk about at this time of the season as well. And you heard me mention that the development of a three-year-old at this point in their career can be rapid from race to race. Talk about that maturity, and not just the physical maturity, but maybe the mental maturity that he's shown you.
Yeah, well, he's good. I mean, he, you know, paddock-wise and pre-race and before race, he doesn't really waste a lot of energy. He's pretty focused. I mean, when you've got him out on the racetrack, he seems to know what he's doing. I think he's just having fun as a youngster, you know, at times, and he knows he's good, and he just, you know, he can get a bit excited at times, but not, you know, he's not a nervous type of horse. He's just got a lot of energy, a lot of pent-up energy, and he likes his job. He loves to train, loves to get out on the racetrack every morning, and, you know, I think he's starting to focus it all in the right direction, you know, for the good. So we'll see if we can't keep it going. And as he naturally gets bigger and stronger, you know, hopefully that speed will be able to stretch out and he'll be able to use it to his advantage each time.
How about the maturity of his trainer? Because I mentioned earlier you're going down this road again for the second time after experiencing that Derby frenzy last year for the first time. What did you learn last year that might be helping you with El Kabir?
Well, you know, hard to say. I guess each one's different. We were going in. We had a horse that you know, we knew was probably up against it, you know, with the distance-wise and everything like that. We were able to have some success early, you know, in the Sam Davis, and, you know, he ran well in the other two preps, but it looked like the distance was getting to him, you know, but everybody was very, you know, caught a little bit of that Derby fever and wanted to go, and, you know, he was a, you know, good, healthy, strong horse, and, you know, we had no reason really not to, other than the fact that we were doubtful that, you know, the distance was going to be within his range, but took a shot, and, you know, that's that, but I just kind of sat back and enjoyed the whole thing. The horse was doing well, so, you know, there was no real big pressure, you know, and he was a long shot going in there, but I guess we'll see as we go along these Derby preps how well we do and if he belongs going, and he's continues to have success in these preps leading up to it, then you know, obviously the pressure will be on a lot more, but you know, right now we're just going to go race to race and enjoy what we have, and we're very appreciative that he landed at our barn. We don't get that many opportunities over the years, you know, with real high-level colts and good ones. But once in a while, we do, and you know, it's nice to be able to run with them and you know, take them all the way if we can. And very appreciative to the Zayat family and everybody that gives us a chance with these type of horses.
I've never had the chance to make that walk from the barn area to the paddock with a Derby horse, obviously. You have. What was that walk like?
It was enjoyable. That day was pretty muddy and rainy, so you know, it wasn't maybe as nice as it could have been if it was dry out. But now we had a good time. The owners all walked over, and yeah, everybody going in without, you know, huge expectations, but everybody enjoyed it and just kind of went with it that day. So it was fun. I was more excited for the owners, you know, being there and hoping he'd run well and give him a little bit of a thrill, and that was that. But you know, we'll see if we get to do it again, and you know, hopefully we come in there with a real strong chance.
Talk about the decision, John, to start back here in the Jerome. It's a very early start to the road to the Kentucky Derby, but why the Jerome?
We I had spoken about it with the Zayat family after the Jockey Club. We toyed with the idea of maybe going out to Los Alamitos actually for the Futurity, and came back a little quick. Travel plans weren't ideal getting out there as far as flights and everything. So, you know, we just we passed that up, and we just, you know, said even the extra couple of weeks is going to be beneficial timing-wise, and we'll just let him tell us how he's doing. And, you know, he's just trained well. We decided, you know, we're going to just leave him here in New York. In the meantime, my main group's up there. I've got a small group at Tampa for the winter. And, you know, we left the idea of moving him at some point if we need to, depending on him and the weather and how he's doing. But, you know, he just continued to thrive up there right now, and we haven't had that extreme. You know, we haven't had any weather that extreme like last year so far. So hopefully it'll stay quiet for the winter enough. But hey, he's just doing really well, and I love the New York program, how it's gotten that boost the last couple of years. And hey, New York's home, so I'm happy to support New York and be there. And you know, if I can bring a horse all the way to the Derby and have some success through the New York route, it even make it more special.
Talking with John Terranova here on the Equine Forum on the Horse Racing Radio Network. So, John, you mentioned taking it race by race and just kind of letting the horse tell you when he's ready and where he's going to go. What are you looking for on Saturday afternoon in this race in the Jerome?
Well, obviously, we're hoping to win it, but you know, we just want a good clean trip. I mean, if there's some speed inside of us, who knows? You know, I don't know. There's a couple of horses stretching out for two turns for the first time. We're obviously very fast. You know, he's broke well from the gate. You know, most of his races so far. So, you know, hopefully he just gets away from there clean, gets a fair trip, and you know, we'll see how he handles the inner track and. You know, but he's shipped over to Aqueduct already and run over the outer track in the Nashua. So, you know, he's got no problems getting on the van and going over there from Belmont. And, you know, we're just hoping for a good, clean fair shot, a bit of racing luck, and just to continue on healthy and sound and, you know, have success in these early races. And we'll just kind of see how he comes out of each race and kind of plan accordingly.
Yeah, well, I hope you handle this calendar change a little bit better than I do, because I think I had mentioned it was last year you were at the Kentucky Derby. Of course, it was 2013, so officially two derbies ago.
Yeah.
And yeah, and look, all the best moving forward with El Kabir this year, and let's hope that he gets it done in the Jerome for you, and you can keep on that road to Louisville and 119 days away, my friend.
Yeah, long way to go, but we'll have fun trying.
All right, John, we appreciate it. Thanks so much for taking the time, and Happy New Year.
Anytime, Mike. Happy New Year.